Om Shanti, good morning. Today is January 7th, 2019, and today's blessing is: may you maintain the intoxication of guaranteed victory and become a conqueror of Maya by receiving multi-million-fold help from the Father. May you maintain the intoxication of guaranteed victory and become a conqueror of Maya by receiving multi-million-fold help from the Father. The children who are worthy of receiving multi-million-fold help from the Father challenge Maya's attack and say that it is her duty to come and their duty to gain victory. Such children consider a lion form of Maya to be like an ant, because they know that this kingdom of Maya is now about to finish. Victory for you souls who have been victorious many times is 100% guaranteed. The intoxication of this guarantee enables you to claim a right to multi-million-fold help from the Father. With this intoxication, you will easily become a conqueror of Maya. So Baba said, children who are worthy receive multi-million-fold help from Baba. And who are the worthy children as per today's Murli? And they are the children who, one, always stay on the pilgrimage of remembrance. Baba said, it is only by having remembrance that the rust is removed on the soul. And why is it that we stay in remembrance? Why is it that every day Baba asks us to stay in remembrance, to remember him, to remember him, to remember him? And that is because he wants us to be in the most elevated vibration all the time. Baba and the soul world are the most highest and elevating frequencies in the whole universe. So if we remember that one above, then of course we're in that consciousness. And number two, Baba says today, never remember the past or have any expectation for the future. So this is an attitude of renunciation, actually, to give up remembering the past and not wanting anything for the future. It will come, but not to expect, not to demand. Number three, Baba said, act for the livelihood of the body. In other words, yes, do what you need to do. Do the karma. Live in the family. Live like a lotus, but don't waste whatever time that you have. Use your time in a worthwhile way and remember the Father. So every minute of the confluence age is so precious. This is what Baba is saying. We can't afford to waste a single minute. And fourthly, Baba says, do godly service for at least 8 hours and continue to make progress. So this is the aspect of good karma, accumulating a stock of good karma and blessings. And these worthy children that Baba talks about have a strategy, actually, on how to attack Maya. Because they are strong and bold, they welcome Maya. For example, every good commander-in-chief has a strategy for his army. Every good coach or captain of a team has a strategy for the game, which is why these worthy children challenge Maya by understanding that it's her duty to come. They don't resist Maya. If you resist something, it persists and actually has power over you. You give it that power and attention. So let's stop resisting Maya and don't give her the time of the day. Actually, what is Maya? Let's just look at that briefly. What is Maya? Maya is an illusion, right? Maya makes us feel something is real when it actually isn't. So say, for example, if someone doesn't give me attention or respect, then in that moment, it feels real. It feels as though they are insulting me. Of course, they are not insulting me forthright, but the story in my head might be that, see, they don't look at me. They don't smile at me. They don't invite me. They don't show care in the way that I want to be shown care and love. And so in my mind, these things may equate to a lack of attention and respect. But see, each one has their own story going on in their own heads. And it actually has nothing to do with us. As Winston Churchill said, when you are 20, you care what everybody thinks. When you're 40, you stop caring what everyone thinks. And when you are 60, you realize that no one was ever thinking about you in the first place. See, so there are two types of people. Those who believe that everyone and everything is against them. And secondly, those who believe that everything and everyone is in their favor, helping them, assisting them, guiding them, showing them the way, right? Way to self-progress, way to perfection. No one out there is actually trying to make us feel frustrated or unhappy or stressed or lonely. Everyone is actually too caught up in their drama, believe me. It is we with our thoughts that create such dramas in our head. So of course, Maya, right? Maya, that is our low self, the self without much love and respect, makes us feel that the drama is very, very important. And I am most important too. In fact, I'm the star, I'm the hero within the drama. And the drama revolves around me and only me. So she makes us very stern and sober. And so we are forever trying to fix our drama all the time, trying to make it perfect, when in actual fact, we should be making I, the self, more perfect. So this is why we've really got to lighten up and take the drama with a pinch of salt, because it is not real, it's false, it's fake. And soon we're all gonna go home. And none of this down here is going to matter. It's actually all entertainment. Hence it's called a drama. A theatrical performance, let's say. And yes, it's Maya's role to step in and step off the stage from time to time. So let us enjoy her. Let us welcome her. The only thing real here in the world is that I am an eternal soul. That's the only real truth here on earth. Yes, Baba's the truth, but Baba's up above. But down here, the only truth is I am an eternal soul. So actually, if there is any fear of any kind, then it's really best to work through that fear rather than to have the fear have a hold over you. We do this in meditation, actually. Sit quietly and then bring up what is bothering you, bring up the issue to the forefront of your mind, and then imagine what's the worst that can happen. After some time, you'll realize that nothing is as bad as it seems, because you will have actually conquered it in your mind. And mostly these things are like a paper tiger, actually. They're not real, but with our thinking, we have made them so huge that they're overwhelming. So isn't this what Krishna said to Arjun on the battlefield before the battle? When Arjun asked Krishna, "But how will I kill these people? They are my friends and relatives." And Krishna replied, "Whether you kill them on the battlefield or in your mind, it is the same thing. Because once I've given up something with my mind, it is conquered." In other words, Krishna was asking Arjun to break the attachment, to kill the attachment, because it's the attachment that was giving him so much pain. So there's a saying that if you don't mind, it doesn't matter. This is a very important expression. If you don't mind, it doesn't matter. If you don't mind it, then you have actually conquered it, whatever it might be. Once you mind what somebody said or did, then you become trapped. You become not only their slave, because now you will want something from them to make you feel better, but you also get caught up in the web of the drama. And then we are forever trying to fix it and correct it. We're unable to fly, we're unable to be free. Anyway, it was never about them in the first place. It was about me learning the lesson of becoming detached and going beyond. So greed comes to show me how much emptiness is still in me. Lust comes to show me how lonely I still am and how I have not discovered that relationship with myself. Ego comes to show me how much more self-esteem I need. And anger comes to show me how much I still need to fill myself with peace. So when any of these vices come, it's a lesson, and I should just heed to the lesson instead of, as I said, resisting it. Finally, Baba says, victory for you souls. Very seldom do we get an assurance for something before it's done, before it's completed. And here Baba gives us the guarantee that you will be victorious because you were victorious last kalpa. So when something happens for the second or third time, then we are more confident with it. For example, arriving at the same airport or country again, or cooking the same recipe again. So too, Baba says, it's all been done before and you just have to repeat it again. So this is where we have to trust Baba again and again. We have to make Baba our world, and he is the guarantor, and he will get us to our destination. We just need to trust. And so for this, there's a very beautiful story of Kartik and Ganesh. So Kartik and Ganesh were two brothers, and they were children of Lord Shiva and his wife Parvati. So once what happened is one of the good deity gods gave a divine fruit to Shiva and to Parvati and told them that it's a very special fruit. Whoever will eat it will get the supreme knowledge and immortality. So of course both sons wanted it, and they wanted to give it to both sons, but then that led into an argument between the two boys. And so then Shiva decided that he will challenge them to something. So Shiva told them, okay, whoever will circle the world three times and come back first will get the fruit. And so Kartik has always been shown to be the commander-in-chief of the deity army. And actually his vehicle is the peacock. And because he took the challenge very seriously and he's a true warrior, he just immediately started his journey without wasting any time. Whereas Ganesh, on the other hand, has been known to be the god of wisdom and the remover of obstacles, quite intelligent. And he thought, there's no way I can compete with Kartik because Kartik is strong in this match. And he started to think. And he said, well, I have a huge belly and there's no way I can, you know, move as fast as Kartik. Plus, my vehicle is a mouse. They show Ganesh's vehicle as a little mouse. And then he thought, right, because he's intelligent, he thought, okay, what is dear to me? What is my world? And he said, my parents are very dear to me. My parents are my world. And whatever is dear to you becomes the center of your life. And your whole life energy goes into it. So Ganesh applied his intelligence and started circling his parents three times. So Shiva and Parvati asked him, what are you doing? And Ganesh replied that for me, my parents are my whole world. So what a beautiful story. Of course, Karthik was not very happy when he returned, and that's another story. But just this aspect of making Baba my world is just so beautiful. We don't need to tour the whole world to find out who we are or to get that innate happiness. Just be in Baba's world, make Baba your world, and the happiness is there already. So once again, let us just have a few moments of meditation to close this subject. So I'd like you to sit comfortably, take a deep breath. So let us sit with this thought that I am a victorious soul, and that I've been victorious so many times before. And Baba the Supreme, Baba my beloved, is actually giving me the guarantee, 100% guarantee. And as I have faith in Baba, then faith brings that victory. This intoxication brings forth multi-million-fold help from the Father. And it is this intoxication that actually makes Maya afraid. Maya cannot stand the light of God. And so if I'm shining in Baba's light, then Maya gets afraid. And she herself turns around and goes away. And so just let me rejoice, let me celebrate in knowing that I am already victorious. I am already a deity soul. I have already accomplished what I need to accomplish. Because once I decide to do it, that's it, it's done. There is no doubt, there's no confusion, just absolute faith. And this is because of my pure relationship with Baba. Baba is my world. And so Baba makes my world so beautiful. There is nothing lacking in my treasure store. I feel full. I feel abundant. Every time I sit with Baba, my voltage increases, and I'm able to share more light with the world. Baba's way of handling every soul is so gentle and so kind. And so it's easy for each one to accept what Baba has to say for them. So right now, let us just sit with that conviction that there is actually not a lot to do, and that I just need to stay in the intoxication, that I've done it many times before, and that I am a victorious jewel. Victory is my birthright. Om Shanti.